Caribous, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sota Daf Mem Zion, and we are here in the massive Agadotas that make up the last of the Perek. Baruch Hashem. So this is what happens when there's no Tosos on the daf. So we're about 10 or 12 lines up, smack in the middle of the line on Mem Vav Amibes, Amar Biochan Mishum Rabbi Meir. We're going to start off with a story about Elisha and the bears. Pretty well-known story if you've ever studied Elisha or that part of Tanakh. And then we'll go on to other stuff. So it says, Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kol sheino malava umit lave. If a person doesn't send out someone with some sort of escort, someone doesn't, again, this is based on the Egla Arufa that the Beis Din has to say, we didn't spill this blood. Obviously, we're not suspecting the Beis Din of actually murdering this guy, but the fact that we mentioned yesterday, that they didn't send him out with an escort, right, is perhaps the reason why this guy got killed. So along those lines, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Meir, if someone doesn't do this, doesn't send some sort of escort, right, or he himself doesn't take an escort when he's leaving, so then as if he is killing somebody, as if he's spilling blood. Because if the people had left, if the people of Yericho had gone with Elisha when he left, so the bears would not have ended up killing the Ketanim, as we'll see in a second, that made fun of him. Shemar Zposik says, "Vayat Misham Beitel." Right, v'hu Ola Baderech, v'hu Na'arim Ketanim Yatzu Menayir. Right, basically Elisha left, and he was on the road, and the people came out of the city Vayit Kalsubo, and they made fun of him. Vayomer Lo, Alei Kareach, get out of here, you bald guy. Amar Lo, and he said back to them, Alei She, go get out. Meaning Amru Lo, they said to him, what they meant was, Alei She Kurachta Aleinu Esamakom. Well, they didn't mean that he was bald, but they meant that you made this place bald for us, meaning that there is no, again, the land, when the land is bald, so then it doesn't produce any produce. So they made, he took away their parnassa, not because they were farmers, but he had made the waters over there, he had made the waters in Yericho drinkable, and these people had brought, they were basically water carriers, and that was their parnassa, so he basically ruined that. So they were upset about that. My na'arim ketanim, why does it say that they were na'arim, right, teens, ostensibly, and ketanim, or ketanim, right, again, ketanim is under bar mitzvah, so what's going on over there? Were they older bar mitzvah, less under bar mitzvah? I'm Rabbi Lezer. No, it means shem. It doesn't mean their age. It means shem neurim min hamitzos and ketanim shayu miktani emuna, because they didn't have, they didn't do mitzvos, they didn't have any emuna. Right? Obviously, not a good idea to make fun of the navi, right? Who was basically just doing what Akash Baruch Hu told him. Tana is ruling the rest and arim hayu. No, actually, they were young people, right? A bit over bar mitzvah, but ubizu atzman kiktanim. But they were basically making themselves ridiculous, like little kids, for making fun, quote unquote, of the navi. Maskler of Yosef, al shem makomen. Maybe that means that's where they were from. Right? That milok siyah, the pasuk says, v'aram yatzu gedudim v'yishbu ha'eretz. Meretz Yisrael, Nara Ketana, Vikashalon, Nara Ketana, right, Nara Uketana, meaning that, again, the pasuk says that Aram took some sort of Shvuyim, right, or one, right, one captive from Eretz Yisrael, right, Kashalon, Nara Uketana, right, Amar Pidas, Ketana Demin Neuron. What it means is, over there, it means there's a Ketana from Neuron, not that they were Nara Ketana, so why don't we say that over here, that it's they're from Neuron, or something like that. It says no, because awesome, low fresh makoma, how come fresh makoma? Because you don't even hear the pasuk says they're from Yericho, so you can't tell me they were from, right, a place called Na'oran or something to that effect. So Elisha turned around, right, again, terrible idea to make fun and start up with someone whose veritable magic powers are more powerful than yours. So he turned around and he cursed them. Mara, what did he see? What do you mean he saw? Obviously he saw. So what do you mean? What did he see? Amarav ra mamish. Right. Either he looked at them mamish, right? We just had the live moment, right? They had the story of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came out of the cave, right? Looked around and burned the ground up wherever he looked. So there is a concept that tzaddikim, right, can look at something, and for whatever reason, if they have a certain intent, that they can either burn it up or make some sort of klala or whatever. So it could be that that's what we're talking about over here. Kidatanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, over Komakom Shenosnu Chachamim Enehem O Miso O Oni. The Chacham can do this, where they kind of, if they look with some certain intentions, they can either kill something or make something very poor. Shmuel says no. Rosh Hakulin Nis Abra Behen This Abraham ben Iman ben Yom Kippur, that he saw that all their mothers, they had been conceived on Yom Kippur, which is obviously Usher, not allowed to Tashmish on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafkamer, Belo Risra Lahen Ke Emorim, he saw that they were, had Goyish haircuts, right, that they were ostensibly, you know, kind of being like Goyim. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rosh Shalom Haisa Behen Lachluchas Shal Mitzvah, that they didn't have any mitzvahs, right, that they didn't have any mitzvahs to be Tola, right, their punishment. But what about their kids? So they go, Rabbi Lazar says, Lo Bambul, Bazar, Matsov, Kaldaros, right, just like Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the mitzvah and saw that Vayarki Einish. Elisha was able to see that there was no mitzvahs coming from these guys. There was not going to have any from people, and then he killed them. How did he kill them? So, Vatitena Shtaim Dubim, Shtaim Dubim Minayar, Vativakana Mehem Arboim Ushne Ilodim. Right? Again, two bears came out and killed 42 of these people. Rav Shmuel, whether they were kids or not, right? And we did that a second ago. Rav Shmuel, Machokas Charamar Mnes, and Charamar Mnes Petochnes. Right? Machokas. Whether it was one or two miracles, right? My number is one that says it was one miracle. Yar, how you do lohayu? That there was already a forest there, right? And the Kosh Baruch Hu didn't just spring up a forest based on Elisha's, intentions. But my number neis b'toch neis lo yar hayar hava v'lo dubim hayu. That there were not only were there no bears, but there were no trees either. There's no forest. And the Kosh Baruch Hu did that, on the spur of the moment. I v'lo heavy dubim v'lo heavy yar. Well, okay, fine. So. I get the bears part. The bears, they're going to tear them apart limb by limb. That's what Kosh Baruch Hu sent them. But what do you need a forest for? It's like totally not relevant. Like it's saying like the sky was blue that day. Like who cares? So Gemara says, because dibi'isi, because the bears would have been too scared, as Rashi says over here, that if, unless they have a place to run away afterwards, so they would have been too scared to attack the kids. You'll tell me, what do you mean? It was an ace. What do you mean? What do you need the bears to be scared? So no, obviously, as we've seen many times, Kosh Baruch Hu does nisim b'derech hatava, right? If he's going to do a miracle to bring the bears, right, he's not going to just make them rabid or attack people in an unnatural ways that a bear does. No, the bear's going to take them, right? And how do bears act? They're much more comfortable, right? If they're in their own kind of environment, and then they're much more liable to be fierce and to attack. Okay, fine. Rabbi Chanina says that Yishpil Arba'im Mishnayim Karbanos Sheikriv Balak Melech Moav, right? Huvku Mi Yisrael Arba'im Mishnayim Yiladim. That this was a result of Balak bringing 42 Korbanos. Right? Again, if you look at the Pesukim over there in Bilam, right? Bilam brought up a bunch of Korbanos and Balak a bunch of Korbanos. So for these 42 Korbanos, so Bnei Yisrael lost 42. Children. Now, obviously, just before we get, the Gemara is going to question this, but obviously, it doesn't mean that this was the children had no way to get out of this. Obviously, they died in their own sin, right? That's not that we right. A person, gets punished because of their own sins. It's only because, right, again, if there's some sort of need for someone to pass away, and then they choose the wrong path, so it could be that they are the result of this. Eventuality. But it doesn't mean that this was guaranteed to happen to these specific people, right? Everybody chooses, right, their own path. Okay, but the Gemara questions that regardless, but I just wanted to kind of point that out ashkafically. And is it really true? Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Lo olam yasuk adam matar v'mitzos, right? Aval pi shalol shema, right? Mitoch shalol shema v'lashma. A person should always determine mitzos, even though if they have even pariv or not necessarily lishma intentions, because mitoch shalosh ma balishma shebischar arba mishnayim karbanos sheikriv balak b'moav. And here the Brisa says, right, that the schar that Balak got was zochav yastam emen rus. Right, again, Shavuos coming up. Right, he Balak was melech Moav, and Rus obviously was Moav. The fact that he brought up those korbanos to Kosh Baruch Hu, right, the korbanos were Kosh Baruch Hu, not to Avodah Zarah. So since he brought those korbanos, he was zochav for Rus. And what happened after that? Sheyatzim Aminu Shlomo, and she had Shlomo, obviously David, right, and then Shlomo, right, and then, right, and Shekazubbe, Elef Olos Yale Shlomo, who in Shlomo brought 1,000 korbanos, I think that was a day, no? Per day he brought 1,000 korbanos? Okay, and Echanami, meaning he said that was the reward. Right, Vemar Rabbi Yossi Ben Choni, Rus Bito Shal Eglon, Beno Shal Balakai, so that's the lineage over there. She was the daughter of Eglon. If you remember, Eglon was the one who showed up, covered for Kosh Baruch Hu when Ehud came in and told him he had the Dvar Hashem. He stood up. Now, this is not probably not true. That was many, many generations later. It's probably not that he was Asher. I mean, it means that he was descended from Eglon and Balak. Otherwise, she would have been very, very old. That doesn't make sense. So either way, what do you mean that this is the reward? The reward was that Rus came from him, not that these kids died. Gemara says, yeah, Tavaso Mia Kololohavi. Right, really, though, what he wanted was a curse. Right, really, all the korbanos was for a curse. Right, that was what Bilam was trying to do. That's what Balak was trying to do. So, Kosh Baruch gave it to him in this small little way. Right, that and once Elisha had made a curse or some sort of thing. So then Bilam Balak. It's always hard to land that parsha. Balak's curse also, or attempt to curse, also kind of was manifest in what Elisha did. Okay. The people came to Elisha and they said, the city is good, but there's no water, right? And people are dying. So the Gemara just says, I understand. If the water is bad and people are dying, so why is the land so good? So that's just the puzzle that the people told Elisha right before this whole story started, that Elisha caused and went to make the waters better. So Rabbi Chanan says that chein makom al yoshav, that people like their hometown, right? People know that, right? Even if it's some sort of backwater nothing, right? Even people getting killed there left and right, still, right? Home is comfortable, right? It has an inherent comfortability to it. Ah, Rabbi Yochanan shlosha chein osein, and there these types of chein, this extra kind of chein is like, not beauty, really, but kind of like comfortability or excitement, right? Attention. I don't know. Anyway, the chayin is like chayin. I don't know how you translate that. There are three types of chayin in three different specific places where a person kind of likes something almost more than he should. Chayin makom al yoshav, right? The place a person lives. Chayin isha al bailov, right? It could be that the woman is not necessarily so attractive, but if they're married, so then she becomes more attracted to them. Right, that's what Rashi says. Tamid al baila afilu hi mechueres, even if she's ugly, no says chen beinav. Right, still a husband loves her and likes her. And chen mekacho certainly, someone who buys something, right? Everybody who gets a good deal, right? They appreciate that item, right, more than someone else who might look at that and be like, it's not such a nice thing as it is. Regardless, okay, weiter. Tanu Rabbana. Now, this wasn't exactly the greatest thing that Elisha did in his life, because the Gemara says, Shlosh Chalain Chala Elisha, Echad Shegire Dubin Batinoko, so he was punished and became sick because of this action. Echad Shedchafu the Gechazi B'shtei Adayim, because he kicked out his servant Gechazi with both his hands, and we'll see in a second, that's the both his hands is an intentional phrase in a second, in over here. Echad Shemesbo, and one finally, he got when he got sick, the one that he died from, Shemar Elisha Chalas Cholio Asher Yomos Po. Right, Elisha got sick and died. Tanur Rabbanu with another Baisa. Laolam Tehei Small Docha V'Yamim Mekarevis. And this is the phrase of two. Elisha pushed away Gehazi with two hands, because really, when a person pushes someone away, meaning he gives them Musar, kind of and chastises them, you should still pull them back, right, with the other hand. Right, if you push them away with the left, you should still pull them close, right, with the right. And lo kelisha shedchafu legeichazi b'shtei yadav, and v'lo ki yeshua ben prakha shedchafu lechem mitamidav b'shtei yadav. Just not like Elisha, and also not like Yeshua ben Prachia, who also pushed away the Talmud with two of his hands. Now, this is actually fascinating. I'm trying to see if I have it here in my Gemara. I don't see it over here, but this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is one of the places where the Gemara was edited. And I don't see any mention of it. Yeshua ben Brachia, one of his Talmidim, was Jesus. And as you may be aware, that the Gemara refers to Jesus in a bunch of different places, but not clearly, because it was, It was annotated and kind of censored. That's the word I'm looking for. It was censored. So that's why it says that Kiyoshu ben Pracha, who pushed away one of his students, right? It doesn't say exactly who it was. So, okay, anyway, we're going to hear that story a little bit later. Right? And if that's true, then you can understand why Yeshu, or Jesus, was not so happy with his rabbi. But okay, meaning, and the Gemara says it was inappropriate, meaning that really a person should give Musar with one hand and bring closer with the next. So now, what are these two stories? So Elisha Maihi, what's the story with Elisha? So Elisha and Gehazi was his servant, was his Talmud, is, I guess, his apprentice, if you were, if you will. The Chetiv Pasuk says, "Ve'omer Naaman Hoel Kach Kakirayim." Right, Naaman, who ended up with Saras, right, is a guy, right? He Elisha cured him, and he offered money, and Elisha said, "I'm not interested." And then Gehazi went back and said, "Actually, Elisha does want money." Elisha does want money, and Gehazi really wanted to pocket the money for himself. So Naaman said to Gehazi, right, take two pieces of gold, or silver, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Uksiv, ayomei elav, lo libi halach kasher, hafach ish, mel merkavo, merkavto, likra secha, ha'et, lakakas is a kesev, lakakas is a gedim, vazesim, a karmim, and so on the bakar of adam shvachos. And Elisha said, why, basically this is what Elisha said back to him, why did you take all that stuff? And what he really didn't take, he really didn't take all that stuff. He didn't take all that stuff. Right, he only took silver and clothes. So Amar Yitzchak, Bosa Shah Haya Elisha Osik Bishomar Shrodzim. Because at that point, Elisha was learning Shmona Shrodzim. That's a parak in Shabbos, right? We did 2 years ago, probably, right? And Amar Lo, and he said to him, right, Russia, right? He gave us a Russia. He gave Es Lital Schar Shmona Shrodzim. By the time, right, you should take the schar and the reward of Shmona Shrodzim, meaning you should become Tame. Right? And what he said basically was, he was trying to say that you've taken your schar for Limud HaTorah in this world instead of in the next world. And then v'taras Naaman tibab b'chov z'harachad olam, and your made Nachman's, or Naaman's taras stick to you, Gehazi, and your children. And that's why the pasuk says, v'arabah nashim ayim b'torah, and that's after we read Parshas, I want to say Parshas Tazrim b'torah, one of those two. But that was Gehazi and his three sons, right? They were the Mitzorayim that we read about. Okay. Vayelech Elisha Damesek, right? Elisha went to Damesek. Lama halach, why? Am Rabbi Yochanan, shehalach lachziro l'Gehazi b'tshuva. Right? He went to find Gehazi, right, and bring him back to the Bechozer v'lo Chozer, but it didn't work. Amarlo, so Elisha said back to him, Chozer b'cha, do tshuva. So Amarlo, he said, no, nice try. Kach mekublani m'cha Gehazi, I learned from you, bud. Right, ki mik, or probably didn't say bud. Right, call me shech, until they got all the door. Call me shechata v'hechli yizer abim, in maspikim b'yad ulas as tshuva. Anybody who does averos and causes other people to do averos is not given the chance to do tshuva. Now, Yochanan, that's not necessarily, not exactly true. A person does have an opportunity to do Gehenna, to avoid Gehenna, but to do tshuva, but it's not that the Kosh Baruch closes the door. It just becomes much, much harder. My Avad, what are we talking about? What's the story over here that Gehazi caused other people to do? Veros Igit Amri, some people say that Evan Shoeva is Tala Lo L'chadas Yeravam, and when L'chadas Yeravam, or basically Yeravam set up his Avodah Zarah as a golden was a golden calf or some sort of korban chatas or whatever, right? I think it was a golden calf, right? So he put some magnets on either side, right, and kind of allowed it to suspend itself in air, right, causing people to think that it was like floating with magic or whatever. Okay, v'hemidu ben shemayim v'aretz, right, and he kind of levitated it. V'gedamri, some people say shem chokagalei apum, that Gehazi wrote the Shem Hashem, right, in its mouth, right, v'aisa omeres, and it would say anochi v'lo yelacha, right, and it would say the first two of the Saras Dibros. V'gedamri, some people say rabban adachim v'kamei, that Gehazi, right, drove away or pushed away, right, all of the chachamim from Elisha. The chetiv pasuk says, "Vayomru bnei haneviim el Elisha." The sons of the neviim said to Elisha, "Hineina hamakom asher nachnu yoshvim shal lefanecha tzarim menu." Right, there's too much space. Right, again, the talmidim said to Elisha, "Sorry, there's too little space. We don't have enough space." Apparently, right, until that moment when they complained that there wasn't enough space, right, it wasn't so crowded, i.e., when Gehazi was there, he would kind of push people away from coming to hear this shir, from coming to learn from Elisha. Excuse me. Now that he was gone, right, there were a lot of people, it was much more cramped. Sorry, let me just go get a drink 1 second. Okay, fight. What's with Rabbi Shua ben Pracha? So Rabbi Shua ben Pracha, what's that story? Dehava kakotel yanei malka l'rabbanam. when Yanai, one of the Chashmonaim, right? He ended up, right, he was the king of Am Yisrael, a terrible king. He wanted to be Kohen Gadol, and the Chachamim were obviously not so happy with that, and he basically started killing all the Chachamim, right? So Shimon ben Shetach atminu lechtei. So Shimon ben Shetach was hidden by his sister, who was married to him. Right, that was his. Her name was. I don't remember. She was one of the queens of. She became queen after Yanai got killed. Okay, I don't remember exactly. I'm blanking on her name. She was one of the. Shlomtzion HaMalka? Yeah, it's one of the streets in Sholem, which is why I'm trying to think. I think it's Shlomtzion HaMalka. Okay, anyway. So Shimon Shadak was hidden right away, and Rabbi Shub ben Prachya Azal Arak Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Shub ben Prachya right, ran away to Mitzrayim. Kiava Shloma, when everything was peace, when there was Shalom, right, meaning when Yanai was done basically. So Shachle Shimon ben Shadak, Shimon ben Shadak sent Rabbi Shub ben Prachya. He said, "Mini Yushalayim Ir Kodesh, Lecha Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Shalom Aleichem from Yushalayim." To Alexandria in Mitzrayim, Achoti Bali Sharui B'Sochech, right? My sister and my master, right, is living inside of it. Meaning that Rabbi Shub ben Pracha, right, and he was talking to him with a level of kavod. Meaning Rabbi Shub ben Shetach was calling Rabbi Shub ben Pracha his master, his baal, as it were, right? Vani Yosheves, right? Shomema, but I'm sitting. And destroyed. Amar Shmamina Havalei Shlomo. Meaning he understood. Meaning that he wanted his Rebbe to come back. Rabbi Shimon Prachya understood that he could go back to Yerushalayim and that Havalei Shlomo. Then there was peace, and he can go back. He also, when he came back to Yerushalayim, so Iklalu Ushpiza, ended up in some sort of hotel, and Kamayhu Biikara Shapir and Avdilei Yikara Tuva. They mechabed him a lot. Yosef Kamishtalach Kamanoach Sanyazu. So he sat and he said, I mean, the Talmud said, right, how nice, right, is this host? Right, the people here are very nice to you, right? The hostess is very wonderful for you. So Amarlo, so Rishub ben Prachya said back to, ostensibly, let's just say use that because it's more fun that way, right? He said back to Yehu, he said back to Jesus, Amarlo Echem Talmidov, Rebbe Eina Trutos. Oh, I'm sorry, no, at this point, meaning that, Rabbi Shub ben Prachya said, oh, it's very nice what they're doing for me. And one of his Talmidim, Echomi Talmidav, meaning this is Yeshu, Rebbe Eina Trutos, what do you mean? Her eyes are round, meaning she looks a little weird. So meaning he thought that Rabbi Shub ben Prachya was praising her beauty, and he was like, she looks off. I hear she's not attractive at all. So he said to him, what do you mean, Russia? Is that what you thought I was talking about? Right, that first of all, this woman is the owner of the inn. Second of all, Rashi says over here that she was married. So third of all, I wasn't talking about physical beauty. Can you imagine at the good old door, right, coming and making some comment about some woman's beauty? So he said to him, where's your head? Like, what do you think I was talking about? So upper arba mea shpuri v'shamte, he took out 400 shipure shofaros, right, shofars, and he shamte, put him in chayrim, put Jesus in chayrim, Yeshu in chayrim. And he came back every single day. Yehu came, the Talmud came back every single day, right, and to Rishub ben Prachya, and wanted to Velo Kibli, and Rishub ben Prachya wouldn't accept him, and he wouldn't be Mochalim, wouldn't be Mekabalim, right? He thought that he was so far gone, because this is what I would imagine that if you had a bunch of guys in Shir with the good old door, and one of them thought that this is what the good old door was thinking, the good old door would probably also kick him out. Right, Rebbe would also probably kick him out of Shir if that's what this guy was holding. Yom Echada, one day, Habakkuk Kriyashma, Rabbi Shub ben Prachya was saying Kriyashma, and also the Kamei Yeshu came back, and Hava Bidate the Kabule, right, and the Gemara said that Rabbi Shub ben Prachya finally was ready to take him back. Figured he'd asked enough times, okay, he's going to take him back. And but since he was saying Kriyashma, Achvel Biyade, he just kind of mentioned or pointed at him. Not mentioned. Motioned. gestured at him. Said, just give me a second. But Yeshu thought that Midcha Kedochile, right, that he was kind of pushing him away. And Azal Zakav Lebenta Palcha, and Amar Lech, Beit Palcha. So he went and he stood a levena, a brick, right on the end of it, right, kind of like a up and down, and he started bowing down to it. So Amar Lech Chazer B'chach. So Rav Shimon Brachi said do tshuva. So Amar Lech said back to Malzo. Kach Mocha Blinim Imcha. Right, call Achotei Makti Sarabim Im and speaking Biyada Lasses Tshuva. Right, anybody who does averus himself and makes other people do averus can no longer do tshuva. Damar Mar, as Mar said, Kishef Vehesit Vehidiach Vehechti Es Yisrael. This guy, right, did Kishuf, did, again, Yeshu, the Talmud, right, did Kishuf, did some sort of black magic, Hasis, right, he was a Masis, he would try to bring other people to do a Avodah Zarah, and Hidiach also kind of like seduce other people to follow in his ways, Vechti Yisrael caused Am Yisrael to do a Averus. Tanya will enter Raisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Yetzer, Tinok, Veisha, by all three of those things, with your Yetzer Hara, with a Tinok, with a child, or with an Isha, with a woman, small docha, v'yamin mekarevas, right, treat them, right, tread carefully, right, always push it away with your left hand, but bring it closer to the right hand. Right, with a woman, we understand, right, don't want to insult her, right, always needs reinforcement. Also with a child, when you're teaching a child, right, always needs reinforcement, you know, make sure that you know the kid knows you love them, etc., etc. What in the world are we talking about with the Yetzer? So, as you might imagine, right, the Yetzer Hara needs to be dealt with and pushed away on the one hand. On the other hand, it needs to be brought close, right? If we didn't have Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't have any children in the world, etc., etc. So there needs to be some sort of use for the Yetzer Hara, right, keep pushing away, right, keep it as far as you can, right, and at the same time. Okay. New Mishnah. Nimsa, back to Egla Arufa. Right, fascinating agat over there. Back to Egla Arufa. Nimsa horig adshel nis ne'erfa ha'egla. Right, if we find the guy who killed this dude before they did Egla Arufa, so teitzi v'tira b'eder, you can just send the cow back out and he can go graze and whatever. Mishin ne'erfa ha'egla, although if the guy, the calf got killed already, since he covered bimkoma, then you have to bury it right where it is, right? Just like that's what you do with regular egla rufa. Right? I mean, if you did the egla rufa already, it's an egla rufa and it's finished. Shal suffik, because shal suffik, because the whole point, right, that is because it's a suffik, it's coming from, we're not sure who killed this guy, right? And kippur svik of ahol chaba. And sure enough, again, the svik is gone, right? We know what happened, right? There was some sort of kapara, right? We found out who killed him 3 weeks later. Okay, so we said we were done. It was finished. Right? Nerfa egla vachka nimtza horig, right? It's a horig. And oh, by the way, that doesn't get the guy off, right? If you find out that this guy killed him, and they're aid him, etc., so then you kill him. You kill that guy, right? It's not going to be a kapara necessarily for the murder. Eid echad omar reisi is a horig, veid echad omar lo reisa. Right, if there's contradicting eidos, right, one guy says, I saw the murder. One guy says, no, you didn't. Isha omeris reisi, v'isha omeris lo reisi, lo reis. Again, you have also contradictory eidos by one woman. Are you orphans, right? Obviously, you left with the suffix, and therefore, you would do the egla rufa. Eid echad omar reisi, shnayim omar lo reisi. Right, if you have one versus two, so how you orphan, so you do the egla rufa, because two of them says you didn't see it. Shnayim omar reisi, ve'echad omar elahem lo reisim. If two versus one the other way, so then lo you orphan, because we believe, right, the two witnesses. Obviously, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean? Echad b'makom shnayim. What do you have? Echad b'makom shnayim. How in the world could you have one versus two? In a court of law, right, two eidim is like mea eidim dami, like 100. Right? One is not considered to be anything compared to two. So obviously we have to figure that out. As Gemara just says, unfortunately, Misharabu harot tzchanim batla egla arufa. When there were a lot of murderers, so then there was no more. Right? We stopped doing the egla arufa because Mishaba Eliezer ben Dinai, Tchida ben Prisha, Hayanikra, and that's what he was called. Right, Chazur the Kozer ben Harachzan, and they called him the murderous son. He was a murderer. I mean, there were so many murders, and this is when this guy lived. Okay, Mishrabu Hamanafim Pasku Amayim Marim, along the same lines. If when there was so much immorality, so they stopped using the Mesota. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Hefsikon, and he was the one who stopped it. Shemaz Pasuk says Lo Efkodes Pensachem Ki Says Nana Ad Kalosem Ki Ta Na Fenakihim. Mishemes Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Tzreide Yosi ben Yehuda Ish Yerushalayim, right? Batlu Hashkolos. When the Hashkolos were the, as Rashi says over here, were the Tamid Chachamim who kind of knew everything. When they left, Yosi ben Yehuda, right, that was the end of it. Right, that was the That was the end of the great, great, great Talmid Chachamim. Shemaz Baz says, "Ein Eshkol Lecho Bakura." Bikura, right? Ifsa nafshi. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hevir Hodeyas HaMeiser, right? Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped making people doing vidui meiser. I'll just explain the first one. There's a bunch of things over here that we have to talk about. We're not going to get to today, I don't think. But just what does that mean that he stopped doing vidui meiser? Basically, vidui meiser says, right, that you did all the halachos of tshuvas ha-meisros, right, kedas kedin. It's something that you would say at the end of the Shemitah cycle when you did all the, you gave all the meisros that you had to. But he actually, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, because the Levium were not so good, right, he was batel, right, giving meiser to the Levium. So he didn't want to have everybody come to Beis HaMikdash and say, oh, I kept all the halachos of meiser, when they didn't, right, because he had decreed that they shouldn't give the meiser to the Levium. Okay, we'll have to talk about that soon. Afu bitel etzema orim. He also was mevat all the people who woke up. Well, I'll talk about what that is. Vesa nokfim, the people who would hit. Ad yamav hayapadish makid Yerushalayim. Until during his time, that there was a hammer slamming down in Yerushalayim. The Rashi just explains that they were working on Cholomoid in the forges. Ubi yamav in terach lishalal demai. And in his days, you didn't need to ask about demai because everybody. He said, even for Demai, he had to take Trumas and Meisers, so that nobody was concerned that he didn't have to take Trumas and Meisers because after you bought it, right, you had to take it again in your house. Tanar bar ulan d'raisa. Minayin she'im nerfa egla v'chakach lipsa horeg she'in poteres uzo. How do you know that if you do the egla rufa, then you find the murderer, right, so then you got to kill him. You still got to kill him. Tamalama the Pasuk says, v'l'aretz let yuchupar l'adam, asher shufach ba ki'im b'dan l'shavcho. Eid echad omer reisiz ahoeri grey. We had 1 versus 1, right, 2 versus 1, all that type of stuff. Time of the machishlei. The only reason we say that they would do the egla rufa is because you have 1 versus 1. Hallo machishlei. But there was no stira, and one of them guys said that he saw the murder. So eid echad mehemet. We would believe him that this guy is the murderer, and then you would do egla rufa. And apparently, well, that's what you see from the Mishnah. So menon immediately had no tan rabbanan because the price says lo no dami ikau. We didn't know who killed him. Ha no dami ikau. We know who killed him. Right, I feel a bit echad, but so far all on the higher roof. And even if there's one guy who knows who killed this guy, so then right, we're not going to do that. God roof. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says also in another case, Minayin she Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin sharoz echad shaharach senefesh ve'in makirin oso shelo hayu orphan. Right, that we, also another case where you wouldn't do the regular rufa if the Sanhedrin saw a murder, but they didn't see who killed it. Meaning they saw the actual murder itself. Right, but they're not sure who it is. That's also good enough to not do an egla rufa. The Talmud Lomar pasuk says, "Ve'ini lo ra'u v'ha'lu ra'u," because the pasuk says they didn't see the murderer, and they saw him v'ha'lu ra'u, and then they saw him, right? And therefore, right, even if they didn't know him, but they saw. Okay, right. Now the Gemara says, "Hashtad the amrs aid echad behemen." The problem is, and we had this kind of conversation, if you remember. By a woman who is cheating on her husband, by a sota, right, a couple of weeks ago. Right? If you're telling me that you accept edus of edechad, how could you ever have 1 versus 1 in court, right? We said 1 versus 1, you would do the egla rufa because they cancel each other out. Well, the second the first guy testifies, right, how in the world do you ever accept the other guy's testimony? We have one witness and we believe him. Ula said, Torah anytime the Torah legally allow believes it's one aid, right? We believe him like he's as if he's two, and then when another aid comes, it's as if 1 versus 2, and the one is irrelevant. And the second single aid shouldn't be anything. Ula would say, Tani, no, ain't a kanami. Tani, lohari orphan, that if you had 1 versus 1, they would not do the egla rufa, because the first guy you would accept already. Tani, lohari orphan. So, Rabbi Yitzchak said the same thing. Again, this is basically the same Gemara we had about a soto. If you had, the Mishnah had said, if you have 1 versus 1, if you cheated or not, right, would they drink the mace soto or not? Right? So we had that, forget which daf already. Rabbi Chia says, Tanin, how you orphan? Rabbi Chia says, no, they would do the egla rufa. Ah, Rabbi Chia kasha de ula, but what about that whole kasha we just had a second ago? So lo kasha, kam vasakos, kam vasakosa. Right, depends on when they came. If one guy came and based in, they established his testimony, and then someone else came, you know, 6 hours later or whatever, fine. But if they came together, so then that's when you have a stira, right? And then you would still do the egla arufa. Tonight, I would under our Mishnah. What about the implications in our Mishnah? Right, eid echad omer reisi es haharug That's a horig. Hushnaim omrim lo raisi, lo raisa. If it's one versus two, one guy says he saw, two guys says he didn't. So I orphan, they would do the egel rufa because two guys said he didn't. But hachad v'chad, if it's one and one, lo ayu orphan. That implies that they would not do the egel rufa. That's two for Rabbi Chiya. That's against Rabbi Chiya, who said that our Mishnah should say that they would do the egel rufa. Right, but the problem is the Mishnah implies back the other way later. V'l'tameh, according to that, ema seifa. What about the seifa? The second part of the Mishnah. Shnayim omrim ra'inu v'eid echad. Right, two say that they saw, and one says that you didn't. Lo hayu orphan, you wouldn't do the igla rufa, because implying that hachad v'chad hayu orphan. And if you had one and one, right, you would do the igla rufa. That is exactly what Rabbi Chiya says, and it goes against the implication of what we just had a second ago. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Right, you have two contradicting implications. Elos the Gemara says rather misnisen. Kula Psule Eidos, right? It's the entire Mishnah. It's talking about people who are puzzled for Eidos in general. And really, we're holding like Rabbi Nechemiah. The Amram says, anytime you can believe one witness, so whenever you have complementary or additional puzzle Eidim, when you go based on, you know, two versus one, we win. Right? Right, and therefore you have two women versus one guy, right? That's as if it's two men versus one guy, because we have the two versus one. Both of them are puzzled. Two women, normally not accepted in Beis Din. One witness, normally not accepted in Beis Din. So you have two versus one. You go based on the two. So that's the Mishnah is doing, and that's why we have all those halakhas. It doesn't imply anything about a one versus one case at all. Okay. Some people say kol hecha da asa eid echad kosher meikara. If you ever have one aid that is kosher, I feel a man nashi ki echad damian. If you have 100 women, that's still considered to be one versus one. V'alcha ma'iskin. And what's our case? The Mishnah k'kon da sa isha meikara. No, the first aid was a woman, was an isha, and then right two, let's say psule aidim that came afterwards. V'tirtza, and you should explain, Rabbi Nechemiah Hachi, this is Rabbi Nechemiah Shita. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, kol makom shemina Torah eid echad, halakha charov deos. Any place we're going to use one witness, even though we usually don't, right? So we, in that scenario, we'll go based on, right, two versus one, we win, whoever has more opinions, or more shitas, more eidim. V'asu shtei nashim b'isha achaz, k'shtei nashim b'isha echad. And not that they made two women versus one man into a two versus one case, but two women versus two women is a two versus one case. But if you have two women and one guy, so keep all the upagodami, it's really half and half, meaning it's really just one versus one. Right, and they would cancel each other out. Okay. Nah, the Gemara says the problem is the Tarti Psule Eidus Lamali. But therefore, if that's true, though, why do you need both cases of Psule Eidus? Right, two versus one. If you tell me the whole halacha is in the case where you have Psule Eidus, you have two versus one. So you have two cases in the Mishnah where you have two versus one. So why do you need both of them? So Gemara says, Ma'adatema, you might have thought, Gazlin, Abbasar of Deus, the Chumra, Avalakula Lo. Right, you might have thought that you only go based on the number of people talking, the number of puzzle Eidim, hey, that's lamach, to be machmir, but to the kulo, to the mekel, so then we wouldn't. Kamash malan, therefore it has to tell me that, in fact, we would. Okay, Mishrabu Rotskin, still going here, feels like it should end soon, but it's not really so close to the end, we'll pick out a decent spot to stop. Mishrabu, because tomorrow's definitely not any shorter. Mishrabu Rotskin, right, when there were a lot more murderers, so we stopped with the Egla Rufa, Tanar Abana, Mishrabu Rotskin, Butla Egla Rufa, Fisha'ina Ba, El Ala Safik. Again, the whole point of an Egla Rufa is for an unclear, right, murder, right, we're not sure who it is. Mishrabu Rotskhanim, right, Begalui, Butla Egla Rufa, so when everybody, all these people started killing people in public, right, we knew who they were, right, it was a wild, wild west, they knew that, Killer Billy Bob is on the loose and he's killing all these people. So Pashtus is that's the guy who killed him. So you don't need the Egla Rufa, right, to be mechaper for someone who we're not aware of. Mishrabu had no often, again, when they had more people, the immorality increased. So then we lost the Mesota, or we stopped doing the Mesota. Tanur Banu, we learned the Raisa. V'nika ish me'avon, right, the man has to be clean of sin. What does that mean? V'smasha ish menuka me'avon ha'mayim bo'kenesa ishto. Whenever the guy, if the guy's not sleeping around, so then the water will work. But if the guy is, if the guy's right, not so clean, so then ain't a mind broken as Isha, then the waters don't work. Omer, and the pasuk says, "Lo of kod abna sechem kisis nana," and that's the pasuk we quoted before. Maiva Omer, what do you need that extra pasuk that we quoted? V'chitema, if you'll tell me, avon di day in debneu debinte lo, because if you tell me that, it's, yeah, it's the guy's avera, but the children's averos don't do anything, toshma, I'll prove you that's not true. Lo of kod abna sechem kisis nana v'alkol sechem kina fena, that the children are being immoral. V'chitema, avon ishes ish in maybe you'll say it's only married people, but people who are single, unfortunately, something that plagues us nowadays, that does not affect the mei sota. Tashma, bring you another proof. Prostitutes and a zona person and a kadeshos, right? Women get a status of a zona for sleeping around, even if they're not married. Right? Men as well. That losia kadesha and that flips back on the men as well. Is there to be a kadosh, which means obviously it's lashon saginar. It doesn't mean he's holy. It means he's a prostitute or set aside for immorality. My v'am lo yavin yilabet. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Elazar. I'm Lehem Navi Lisho. The Navi is saying, "Im atem makpidim alatz mechem, my book in the shochsechem." If you're careful about yourself, right? If you're makpid about yourself, not to about immoral things, so then the water will check your wives. But v'im lav. But if not, so then in my book in the shochsechem, then the waters are not going to help much at all. Mishirabu balei hana. This avo. You know, this is actually so high up. All right, we have to do some of it. We'll do some of it because there's just so much here. And the Gemara just says we're going to have a lot of these examples of when things increased in Am Yisrael, right? Bad things started happening. But Mishirabu Baalei Hana Nisavu Hadinim. When people started looking for Hana, well, the Talmid Chachamim really rather started looking for Hanos. So then there was the Dinim, the judgments in Beis Din, right? Got messed up. And his Kalkula Maisim and the Mitzvos got messed up. The actions. We got messed up. Right, the Talmid Chacham started taking it easy, started to try and enjoy themselves. So then, right, the mitzvos and the meisim got messed up. Vein noach ba'olam, and there was no resting in the world. Kosh Baruch Hu was upset with everybody. Mishirabu roi panim badin. When the people, when the judges started kind of be roi panim, kind of show that they wanted to favor one guy or the other. Batel lo saguru. Right, they had we were mevatel the pasuk of lo saguru neish that you shouldn't. And the judges shouldn't fear any one of the people coming to be judged. Upazak and the Pazagav lo sakiru also lo sakiru b'mishpat, right? That they shouldn't show favorites in judgment. Right? That also was batal. That also stopped people stopped caring about that. Uparkul oshemayim, they threw out the olma. They threw off olmachu shemayim v'nosu aleim ol basar v'dam, and then instead they put the basar v'dam. Right? They went the kind of law of the land. Kind of ruled instead of law with based in judging based on the Torah. Mishirabu lochshei lechishos badin. When people started whispering to the judges, right? That's obviously bad. Rabba charonaf beYisrael. The stalka shchina kosh baruch Hu kind of left and got angry, etc. He got very upset. Mishum shemak spazik says bekerav elokim yishpot. And Hashem kind of dwells right in the middle, right, of all the good judgments. If the judgment is not being done well, so kosh baruch Hu is out of here. Mishirabu acharei bitzam. Batsam libam holich, right after people, when people go after betza with money, rabu ha'omrim l'ra l'tov, v'tov l'ra, right, so that we had more evil, and people who think that good is evil, people who think that evil is good, basically that, that people don't know what is good in this world. It's hard not to think of what's going on nowadays when you read this Gemara. Misharabu homim l'ra l'tov, l'ra l'tov, l'ra tov, l'tov l'ra. When people started thinking that good was evil and good and evil was good, right, people get those confused. Rabu hoi hoi ba'olam, the oyveis increased in the world. That's already a reference to the Toch, if I'm not mistaken. Misharabu moshchei harok, people who were able to spit farther. Rabu hayihirim, the people who were bali gaiva, became stronger, and there were more of them. It's matu and talmidim, the people who studied were less. Torah chazeres halom dan, the Torah was looking for people to learn it. Mishrabba, you hear him when the bali geva, right, got became more, and there were more of them. Chilu b'nos yisholi nazili hear him. So I guess the girls kind of either got impressed by them or had no choice, right, just to get married to people who were bali geva. Shein do reino roa ela lefnim or lepanim, because our generation only sees Only sees skin deep. It doesn't see deeper. Again, it's fascinating how these words could have been written nowadays, right? Because that generation only saw right on the skin. They didn't see that. I guess the person of Balakaiva is very confident, right? Very cocky, etc. So you see, oh, this guy must have everything under control. And sure enough, not really true. Any eyes really true that the women tried to marry these Balakaiva? But didn't Mar say, "Hi, man, the miyaher person who's a balgaiva, a filo ancient, basically lo makabo people, even people in his house, right? Are makabo his things, his gaiva, even his wife and his kids don't care about him. Shneimar gever yahir velo yinve, because a person lo yinve a filo benaveshalo, right? A person who's a balgaiva can't live in his own home. So the answer is no, because Meikara originally, right, the Koftalea, right, they jumped to kind of to try to marry the most confident showman, more arrogant type guy, right, very often gets some of the best looking girls, etc. But Lesov Mitzalahu, but at the end when they realized that he was empty, right, so then they became disgusted or kind of cheapened, right, in their eyes. All right, we'll stop here, even though there's a lot more going on, but we'll give it a break, I think, at this point, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.